often do you have a look at your paycheck when you get to maybe at the end of the month or the final Friday, you have a look and you think, I wish I didn't have as much money in that paycheck? Does that ever happen? Has that thought ever crossed your mind? Well, today we're looking at the balance between having more time and less money. And speaking to me today, I have Damien Fay, who's the editor of Money to the Masses. Hello, Damien.
Hello.
And I also have Emma Thompson, who's the spokesperson from LifeSearch. Hello, Emma.
Hi.
So what are we talking about today then? Because I have never looked at my paycheck and thought I'd like less of that. But when it's a balance between time and money, what does the perception seem to be here in the UK?
I think it is a very careful balance. I mean, obviously, we do need money to be able to do all the things that we love to do. But at the same time, the LifeSearch research has shown that a lot of people do value their time that they spend with their family and friends, their loved ones. They are willing, in a lot of cases, to drop a bit of a pay.
Do you think it's because we don't have enough time? Do you think that's why we'd be willing to do that?
I think so. I think, you know, we do live all very busy lives. You know, our research has shown really that money isn't everything, that spending time with loved ones or having a bit of time by yourself, travelling is really important to people. So having a look at what's actually you're spending your money on, is there anything that you could go without? And also, it's not just about perhaps taking that pay cut. It's also about reevaluating your working pattern as well. You know, do you need to change your jobs? Could your commute be a bit shorter? Maybe negotiate a bit more holiday rather than a higher pay rise.
So how about specifically here in Yorkshire then? What are people thinking, time versus money?
So, I mean, 29% of all the respondents said that they would actually change jobs to get a better work-life balance. Quite significant, I think.
And 15... that's a third of people, isn't it?
It is. But as on the flip side, 75% said spending time with family and friends makes them most happy, and that's the highest across all UK regions, which is great.
So that's going against money buys you happiness, isn't it?
It is, yes. It certainly is. So I think, you know, there's obviously lots of happy people in Yorkshire. But it is looking at what they can do to actually just maintain that. So, as we said, you know, nearly a third would change jobs. 15% would sacrifice a day's salary. 34% think they do work too hard, which actually is lower than the average that we've got across the UK.
So what would the advice be then if somebody is either, maybe they're in that position, they think, God, you know, I really wouldn't mind sacrificing a couple of £100 so that I've got a couple of extra days every single month or something. Or maybe there's people that haven't even considered that. What would the advice be?
Okay, on the money buying happiness angle, what money does is it actually buys you more time because you can pay for other people to do the things you don't want to do. So this research really shows that if you haven't got more money, you can't suddenly acquire more money, then what you may need to do is reevaluate your work-life balance, and maybe it is working from home and it may be becoming self-employed. So what people need to do is plan, because the shift won't happen unless you make it happen. You suddenly won't acquire a better work-life balance. So what you need to do is sit down and look at what is important to you, like this survey has done, but also work out what is the minimum you can get by on. Because if you know what that baseline is, then you can see the element of flexibility you may have to make those changes. So plan a transition. If you're going to change jobs, if you're going to look to go self-employed or work from home, start to save money. Think about insurances, because if you go self-employed, obviously there's risks involved in doing that. Then think about side projects, if there's any other way you could generate more income from a passion or a hobby you have. But really, you've got to just aim for some form of financial independence where you've got the choice to work, but at the heart of it all is you've got to plan.
Okay, so a bit of planning, a bit of sorting. If people want a bit more information on that, where can they go from either you, Damien, or you, Emma?
Okay, for me, if you go to moneytothemasses.com, we cover everything from personal finance, I mean every angle, with insurances, investments, mortgages, etc. On the life side,
yeah, so, I mean, if you wanted to find out a bit more about our report, you can come to the LifeSearch website, which is lifesearch.co.uk. And also on there, you'll be able to get some more information about how you can actually speak to an advisor for free to get a bit of financial advice as to how you can actually look after your finances.
Brilliant. Damien Fay and Emma Thompson, thank you very much for talking to us.
Many thanks.
Thank you.